Good evening, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Late for the Party on Anchor FM. I am your host, Melodious, and wanted to talk about the new trailer that, the new Venom trailer that came out, yesterday. And quiet as kept, I'm trying to figure out exactly why Sony did not bring that trailer out till now. I mean, because that first trailer they gave us, that teaser trailer, was just flat out trash to me, and it didn't help. It didn't really help, like, solidify what Venom is supposed to be. Honestly, you didn't even see any glimpse of Venom in the trailer. So this one, I might add, it was cool. I mean, I actually liked how the voice and how Tom Hardy is sitting there talking with the symbiote and everything else, and how their reaction, how they're talking to each other, which is cool. I'm a little concerned about how the symbiote is supposed to react towards things, though. Like how in the comic books, Venom's symbiote was actually more like how tentacles would actually reach out, or tendrils would reach for a person and everything. It didn't really do much like what Carnage's symbiote would do, with like make weapons or anything else. All Venom's symbiote would do was like grab. It would ensnare. I mean, even he would use his symbiote to even like make webbing and stuff like that. And that's another thing. It was like, are we going to see him do his, like, his web swings? Because he does have web shooters and everything else. Like, it does show kind of concern. Like, are they going to base this off of Spider-Man in general? Because let's get one thing perfectly straight, ladies and gentlemen. If it wasn't for Spider-Man donning the black costume, there would not be a Venom. Honestly, and let's be brutally honest, I mean, the Secret Wars is the first appearance of the black costume, to where Spider-Man thought that the costume, like, his damage, like, during the battle between the superheroes and the villains, his original suit got destroyed. So the aliens on that planet fixed him up a suit that kind of, like, turned into organic. Like, he didn't know that the suit was alive. He thought it was mechanical, but it was actually a living being. And so pretty much, of course, it changed Peter Parker's like aggression and everything else, which kind of made him more ballsy and kind of made him dark, which honestly, that was, I mean, compared to the original Spider-Man suit, the symbiote, the black Spider-Man suit is probably one of my favorite costumes that the web slingers always has ever wore. So, but where that came from, where they decided to take that off and for him to keep his original suit, that's when Eddie Brock donned that suit, because the problem with that, Peter could not get the suit off. Like, it was always attached to him until he was in the cathedral, and the bells in the cathedral shook off the symbiote, which that is one of the weaknesses that the symbiote has. It has the weakness of sonic vibration and fire. So, because pretty much the suit is damn near invincible. Because, I mean, it could, like, stop bullets. I mean, it could heal you. It could heal. It also tripled his Spider-Man strength. So when Eddie Brock got a hold of the suit and everything, because he was at the cathedral praying and stuff like that. So, I mean, it's like, you can't, it's gonna be kind of hard seeing this film if they don't chime in the fact that Spider-Man had that suit first, which I'm kind of concerned, because it seems, but this has always been my concern about comic book films. If you're gonna go off of the source material, always stick to the premise, which how that character became that character. Don't change up his origin. That's how you can change the story, but you don't change the origin. That's why Marvel has done so well for itself. They kept the original content of how the characters of all their movies have all became who they are. You know, Tony Stark got blown up by his own weapons, and that's how he became Iron Man. That's how he got the arc reactor in his chest. That's how pretty much Captain America became Steve Rogers became Captain America. I mean, the only people that they screwed up on in general like that is like the Incredible Hulk. You know, they can all, oh, it seems like nobody can get, I mean, that's the problem. I don't know, man. It's I'm kind of rambling and stuff, which is kind of like, I love, Venom's one of my favorite characters. Always liked him. You know, I liked him in the comic books. I even liked him when he had his own series. And I actually liked him when he became an anti-hero, to where, like, he never really killed anybody unless if he, the only person he was trying to ever kill was Spider-Man. So, you know, he was always one of those characters, always digged. I even got, I remember getting, I remember as a kid, writing out an exclusive comic book where it was The Incredible Hulk versus Venom, and I had to, like, mail it in and stuff like that, because it was not in the bookshelves and the comic book stores or anything like that. So I wound up ordering that book, and I got it in the mail, and I even till this day still got it in its original mailing package. So, I mean, I read it, it's all nice and pristine. And I always liked Eddie Brock, and I always liked that character. But then there's also different variations of Venom, like the Flash Thompson Venom. So, I mean, honestly, if they were going to go the route of doing a Venom movie, I honestly thought that they would have at least done the Flash Thompson version or something of that kind, because at least they don't have to really explain the fact that, okay, why does he have, I mean, is Venom gonna have the spider logo on him? Is he gonna have, I mean, is he gonna have any characteristics that what makes Venom Venom? And what I mean by that is that Venom looks like a big ass juiced up Spider-Man with a mouth and a tongue, with long ass sharp ass teeth. But who knows? All I know is All I know is the movie comes out 2 days before my birthday, and quiet is kept. I'm gonna watch it because I am a comic book fan, and I like Tom Hardy. But as far as, is it gonna really do anything? Maybe. Is it gonna, I mean, for anybody who doesn't know about the character, they might like it, they might enjoy it, but as a hardcore movie, a comic book fan, we might be disappointed. So, depends, who knows? I mean, as vague as these trailers are, it's not really giving us much of what they're talking about. But we'll see what happens. But anyway, that's it for this segment. I'm your host, Melodious, from Late for the Party, signing off. And as always, never, ever be late for the party.